Good morning. So I'd like to do a little something different this morning, which is most of my Dharma talk will be a guided meditation. And it will be a guided meditation on loving kindness practice. And so before I do the guided meditation, I'll say a little bit about why I want to do this. So loving kindness practice is something that comes to us through the Tibetan tradition, Tibetan Buddhist tradition. But many Zen practitioners have taken it up. And the way I see it, it has many different ways in which it supports our Zen practice. So at the very basic level of Zen meditation, you could say the instruction is to sit down and shut up. There's not a lot of instructions about what to do with one's mind. You're not, you know, saying things to yourself. You're even not so-called following the breath, although we do recommend that we start out like being aware of the breath because that helps us to focus the mind and helps the thoughts to calm down. But I have found that for me, and I think it's true for a lot of people, we need occasionally a little supplemental practices besides the just sit down and shut up or even just following the breath. One reason for doing loving kindness practice is that many of us have a kind of stance at our core, which is, I'm not good enough. That's not true of everyone, but I think a lot of us have that. So one of the things that the loving kindness premise is that you would start with offering loving kindness to yourself because, of course, automatically you would love yourself, so that would be the easiest. And then you, from there, you start spreading it outward to others. But somehow, for a lot of us, that first step isn't the easiest, which to me says, well, it's probably important that we find a way to cultivate that. Because if we don't care for and appreciate and have some goodwill toward ourselves, if we think that ourselves don't deserve that, we probably at the root and at the core aren't going to really believe that other people deserve it or other beings. So to develop that seems to me really important. Another thing for me is that doing occasionally the loving kindness practices, and I've done them on and off for many years. There was one time where for a whole year, basically every time I sat meditation, I was doing the loving kindness phrases of some kind or another. So I find that it helps me to develop concentration. So of course it's possible to develop concentration with just sitting down, being aware of the breath, being open to whatever comes in. But somehow for me it can be a little bit easy to shift the being open to whatever comes in to just having a daydreamy kind of mind that's wandering everywhere and isn't really present. So when I do the loving kindness phrases and do that practice, it helps me kind of develop that muscle of concentration. Another reason why I feel like loving kindness practice is so important is as we do our Zen practice, as we really deeply do it, we kind of see ourselves fail, right? The more we look at how we're living the precepts or how we're doing in meditation or how we're interacting with other people, we can, as our wisdom becomes more and more clear, then we see more and more subtly how we're not kind of living up to maybe some expectations that we have. And I know I read once an interview with Mother Teresa, so not in our tradition, but anyway, and someone was asking her about sin or anyway her faith, you know, like, well, you're a saint, you know, you must, you know, like you're doing really well. And she said, well, what I find is that this is a paraphrase, so she probably didn't say my practice, but this is my paraphrase. She said, I find that as my practice deepens, I see more and more subtly how I sin. So it's not that she's not improving, but she's also seeing more and more how she can improve even more. And of course, it's not, our practice really isn't about self-improvement, but we can say the word improvement because it's not just ourselves alone, it's also how we are is benefiting all beings. So anyway, as we do this practice and see in more and more deeply how we fail, there is a danger that then it turns into self-hatred. Like, I'm no good. So then that comes back around, that I'm no good. So to me, to have a practice of cultivating and remembering the good in me and in others is important. So what I do is, if I'm really, something comes up in meditation that's really hard and I really see myself sort of spinning in a downward spiral, if I'm lucky, I'll remember the loving kindness practice and bring that in right there. So with that preamble, I would like to offer a loving kindness meditation. This one is using the classic 11 benefits of loving kindness as something that you wish for yourself and others. And they're very simple and concrete things. So I hope you will enjoy them. And maybe we could have the lights down a little bit for this part. So I'll do the meditation and then there'll be some time afterwards for question and answer. Maybe I should ask first, are there any questions that you need to have answered before we start? Yes.
It's just a question, you don't have to answer it now, but I would like to hear more about how you transition from languaging metta to feeling it without the words.
Yes.
And contacting that.
Well, I don't really know how it happens. but to me it's like the words can help. Yeah. And then I'm able to somehow touch the feeling as well. And I'll do that a little bit in the meditation, encouraging that. So maybe that will help too. Anything else before we start? Oh, if I could have a small bell up here, maybe, is there one back by Jizo?
Bell.
Thank you. We'll begin just getting in touch with our breathing. Noticing the breath as it comes in and as it goes out. And feeling the breath in our whole body. As we breathe in, aware of our whole body. As we breathe out, aware of our whole body. And the first step in loving kindness meditation is to be in touch with the good in us. So this can be difficult. So as you breathe in and breathe out and are aware of your whole body, see if you can bring to mind a quality about yourself that you appreciate, or a good deed or a good word that you did or said recently to someone. Or even just the fact that you would like to be free from suffering and the goodness of that wish. And see if you can allow that feeling of the inherent goodness in yourself to resonate in your being. And if this is still difficult, you might have to go back in time to when you were a baby or a small child. Maybe there's too many negative associations that you have with yourself as an adult. So go back to a time when you could see yourself as innocent and vulnerable and lovable. And allow love for that small being to arise. And now wishing for yourself the 11 benefits of loving kindness practice. Saying to yourself, may I sleep easily. Just being aware of your breath and your body and this feeling of love and inherent goodness in yourself. May I sleep easily. May I wake easily. May I have pleasant dreams. And if you find a resistance coming up in you for wishing these things, just notice the resistance and remember the importance of cultivating self-love and self-compassion so that you will be able to offer compassion and love to others. May I have pleasant dreams. May people love me. May spiritual beings and animals love me. May spiritual beings protect me. May physical danger not harm me. May my face be radiant. May my mind be serene. When it comes time for me to die, may I die unconfused. And may I be reborn in happy realms. And you can consider the being reborn in happy realms as if you are into reincarnation and think that way, you can think about that. Or you can just think about how in each moment we die and are reborn. And each moment can be a new realm. So wishing for yourself, may I be reborn in happy realms. And allowing those wishes for yourself to settle into your being with your breath, with awareness of your body. Smiling to yourself. And next, I invite you to bring to mind a near and dear one or a benefactor. So this would be a being who you find very easy to love. It could be someone who you feel you owe a debt of gratitude toward, you feel deep gratitude. Or it could be someone who is small and vulnerable, who you care about deeply, or your beloved partner. Or it could even be a beloved pet. So this being should be one where when you call them to mind immediately, you just feel love in your heart arising. And there may be many beings like this for you, or there may be few. But in any case, for this exercise, for this meditation, you can choose one. And then if you do the meditation again, you can always offer it to the other beings. But it can be very helpful to really cultivate this loving kindness toward one particular being. So bring this being that you want to work with to mind. And picture them as best you can in your mind's eye, or get a sense of their presence and their being. Still being aware of your own breath and your own body, but now also with awareness of this other being, this near and dear one or benefactor. And offer them the loving kindness phrases. May you sleep easily. May you wake easily. May you have pleasant dreams. May people love you. May spiritual beings and animals love you. May spiritual beings protect you. May physical danger not harm you. May your face be radiant. May your mind be serene. When it's time for you to die, may you die unconfused. And may you be reborn in happy realms. And now just allowing your being to resonate with a feeling of loving kindness toward your near and dear one or your benefactor. As you breathe in and out, aware of your own body, and also aware of this feeling of loving kindness. And next, I invite you to bring to mind a neutral person. So this would be someone for whom you feel no strong like or dislike. Maybe someone that you only know of in passing. You might not even know their name. So as much as possible, bring this being to mind. And know that just like you, they are a being who has suffering and also wishes to be free from suffering. Just like your near and dear one or beloved benefactor, they are deserving of love. So now we'll offer the loving kindness phrases to this neutral person. And if during this section of the meditation you find you're having difficulties, especially if you're new to this practice, you can always just switch back to offering loving kindness for yourself or for your near and dear one. Because the main thing in this practice is how you can cultivate this energy of loving kindness. So you don't have to worry about speeding up the process in a certain way. However, if you're able to, I invite you to offer the loving kindness to this neutral person. Breathing, being in touch with your own body, and offering them the phrases. May you sleep easily. May you wake easily. May you have pleasant dreams. May people love you. May spiritual beings and animals love you. May spiritual beings protect you. May physical danger not harm you. May your face be radiant. May your mind be serene. May you die unconfused. And may you be reborn in happy realms. And now simply allowing the feeling of loving kindness to resonate in your being for this neutral person. And next, I invite you to bring to mind a difficult person. So if this is the first time you've done loving kindness practice, or if you're feeling vulnerable, don't choose the most difficult person in your life. You can just choose someone who you have some small difficulty with, or whom you find mildly annoying. So just bring this person to mind. And consider how they, just like you, are a being who suffers and who wishes to be free from suffering. You might want to imagine this difficult person as they were when they were a baby or a small child, before all the causes and conditions arose that made it into them being a difficult person for you. Just find some way in which you can imagine this person where you can actually and genuinely wish the best for them. Wish them to be free from suffering. And maybe you wish them to be free from suffering so that they won't cause suffering to others. But it's also good if you can actually genuinely wish for they themselves to be free from suffering. So if you can't do that for this person that you chose, then choose a different person. This isn't a practice that should be forced. You can invite yourself and see if it's possible to do it. And again, as with the neutral person, if you're having difficulties, you can just go back to offering loving kindness to yourself or to your beloved one. to someone who's easy to love. But if you are able to generate some amount of loving kindness for a difficult person, then bring this person to mind. Be in touch with your breath and your whole body, and with their presence and your wish for them to be free. And then offer them the loving kindness phrases. May you sleep easily. May you wake easily. May you have pleasant dreams. May people love you. May spiritual beings and animals love you. May spiritual beings protect you. May physical danger not harm you. May your face be radiant. May your mind be serene. May you die unconfused. And may you be reborn in happy realms. And now, allowing the feeling of loving kindness to resonate in your being and with this difficult person. And now I invite you to allow this feeling of loving kindness to resonate outward to all beings. So you might imagine a sphere around yourself that is going outward in all directions and encompassing every being and place that it touches with loving kindness. So allowing yourself to be aware of your breath and your body, and this feeling of loving kindness in your heart. And just seeing how far it might expand. And however far it goes is just right. And finally, letting go of trying to cultivate anything special. Simply returning to your breath. Returning to awareness of your body. Perhaps a smile of gratitude on your lips for your work that you have done in cultivating loving kindness for yourself and others, but then just letting go and simply being present. Maybe we can have the lights back up. I think maybe that's happening. Thank you. So I didn't leave very much time. I'm sorry for questions or comments, but since we don't have a lot of activities after, maybe we can go 5 minutes longer. So are there comments people would like to share about that practice, or questions that came up for you, or difficulties that you had? Yes.
In response to a felt sense of emotion and feeling, what I've learned is, in relation to, you know, our knowledge of that the brain is only an organ and the heart is sort of a manifestation of energy, that just these words, all that in terms of mind, it's a holistic thing, that we can just be confident in sending the words to the spaciousness of our heart, and the felt sense follows. And, you know, I find that our intention here, opening the heart of great wisdom and compassion, is really is just helpful to sending those words into that, you know, to that frame. And yeah. The felt sense follows.
Yeah. Thank you. That's a really good point. And I sometimes say that at the beginning, but I forgot, which is that, because for a long time when I was doing this practice, I was just saying the words, and I didn't feel anything. But then after time, the words, like you said, the brain and the heart are all connected. So you're saying the words and brain is engaged, and somehow it transforms and cultivates that. Yes.
It goes there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's really amazing in terms of transformation.
So our intention is key. Mm-hmm. Thank you. What else? Yes.
I just think the timing this morning was really appropriate. I woke up this morning to read about two mass shootings.
Mm-hmm.
I was filled with so much anger. Mm. Even walking into the Zendo, I just feel like it makes me wonder about how society could benefit from trying to get in touch with this and spread that feeling out further.
Yeah. Well, how society can benefit from this, it starts with me. It starts with each of us. And so, yeah, that is really important. That what we're doing, whether it's loving kindness meditation or any other kind of meditation, cultivating the wisdom, compassion, deep intention, somehow it makes a difference in the world. We can do other things too, and we should, but doing that is really important. Thank you. Yes. Yes.
When you were instructs about compassion to be somebody that you like, and when it's conveyed to somebody with difficulty,
yes,
my heart tenders to cramp up a little bit.
Oh yeah, right. That happens. So when we, that's why it starts the way that it does, first with myself. You know, might be a little bit easier, or someone near and dear who I love. That's easy. And then the neutral person, you know, it's not actually so easy, but it's not hard. You know, it's not like clamping, but it's sometimes our mind wanders when we're offering loving kindness to the neutral person. So then we're cultivating, can I actually have that warm heart feeling toward a neutral person? And then when we do that, then the next step of having it toward a difficult person becomes a little easier. But when we're starting out, it's hard. And even after doing it for a long time, sometimes, you know, certain people, when I bring them to mind, I notice some clenching. And so then I try to do this thing of, well, can I recall that just like me, they suffer? Can I get in touch with their suffering? And if that doesn't help, then I don't go back well, what about when they were a baby? You know, so whatever they're doing now, when they were a baby, they weren't doing that. Something happened to them that made it so that they're now a difficult person for me. And so then I can feel some tenderness, oh, this tiny being was maybe not treated so well. And so then my heart can open a little there. And then I work with it. And then I see if I can grow them up and in my mind and still feel some tenderness. And sometimes I can. But it can take a long time. I know Flying Fish has done this practice a lot, and she said the first whole year that she did it was just loving kindness toward herself. So sometimes, you know, when we work with this, it can be a long-term project. Yeah, thank you. Okay, so I think we are out of time, so thank you so much for your kind attention.